water.
What was that made out of? The same thing that you got?
You got it back there, right there, same kind of faucet.
Mm-hmm. And when you used molasses on the table, what did you have?
Had a molasses pitcher, they called it, a little thing like that, and a top on, see. Mm-hmm. Poured in, kept it filled in.
Did you use anything? Did you have glass and cork and things like that back
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about the sacks that you do?
Well, made them over fall. You bought your Lowell, to make these sacks out of. They made it in big, well, you buy, they come in bundles, you see. And you take them and just measure them off. You want a 9-foot sack, measure that nigga off so many sacks, 9 feet. Then we had a 7.5 and a 5. That's the only way, man. And give them the thread, they go home and make them.
What were they made out of? I'm not sure.
Laurel.
Oh.
Ardenburg and Laurel.
Oh. And?
You'd get an 8-ounce or 10-ounce. We bought the 10 because it was a heavier sack. Some of them used them 2 or 3 years. But most of them, niggas, when they got through with them, they made sheets out of them, put on the bed. Mm-hmm. Because they were warmer, you see.
Mm-hmm. But later on, when you got a store, what kind of sacks would you find in a store?
Well, you buy them. You go to the wholesale and buy them by the 100.
But I mean, what kind of...
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Did you have... You didn't have any paper sacks?
Oh, you had paper sacks for your groceries and things like that, yeah. But for handling your cotton, you had lower.
How about fertilizer or...
Didn't have any fertilizer in those days.
Uh-huh.
Fertilizer came on in the 50s.
Or potatoes or things like that, what would they...
Use manure out of the barn when you clean it out.
Did you ever have a sack you call a tow sack or...
Oh, I got them now, plenty of them.
Which now, a tow sack and a croaker sack?
A croaker sack and a tow sack, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
That's what you use for fertilizers?
Yeah, anything you handle like that. Put cotton seed in and things like that.
What kind of land over east, you call the hill country, did many people come from the hill country over here?
No.
They didn't?
They started peddling here back in the 20s. And here, very few white. I reckon I may move more white families and out of, well, most of them come, the people got here now, these good people. You take Whittle and that bunch, you know, they came out of what county are they? Calhoun. Calhoun County.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people are here from Calhoun.
Mm-hmm. Have you spent much time over there in the hill country?
No, I left there 65 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been back.
Been back since.
No.
Uh-huh.
I've got a brother. Got a brother over there, though.
I was wondering whether you remembered. When the water would cut into the side of a hill,
yeah.
What would you call that?
That's a creek.
That's a creek.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you had something smaller than a creek?
That'd be still called a ditch or creek water.
Uh-huh. And what did you call the thing that the water would cut into the bank, into the hillside?
Well, I don't know what to call it, to tell you the truth.
Gully or?
Well, you got gullies, that's why they just come and wash out, you see. That's gullies, yeah, gullies.
And something bigger than a gully would be along a hillside, great big place had been washed out.
Called the creek.
So it's a creek.
Yeah.
And how about the trees that you have around?